Hey, what's up? I know it's been some time since I've been back on this thing, but you know, man, it's all good. I just want to say, believe in yourself. Before you believe in a man, believe in yourself and keep pushing forward. No matter what the outcome is, keep pushing forward. And don't worry about what people say, because if people talking about you, good or bad, yeah, but it's all good news to pushing you, pushing your brand, pushing your product, or whatever you're trying to get to the masses. Just keep pushing. And for you people that don't believe, I ask you to keep believing. You make them take you out. And when they take you out, they can't never take your heart out. So just keep going on with your belief and faith and what you're believing in. Trusting God at all times. And don't waver one time, because when you waver, that's when the doubt set in. Just don't let the doubt take over your life, and just keep moving. That's just like every day I go to the gym. When I leave work, I'm going for a purpose and a cause, not just be going because I look good. I'm going in the gym to put in that work. And when I put in that work, it takes all stress off me. And we all know what we're talking about when we're talking about stress. Stress just builds up, builds up, builds up, and keep building up. Then sooner or later, you don't got nothing left. But just explode on somebody. But why would you really explode on somebody and you don't come back and say sorry to that same person? I don't get it. I don't understand it. But like, I have been there, so I can speak on it. But that's why I'm saying real things about it now. But I tell you this, to have something, you got to go through the pain and hurt. To figure that, you finally got to put your feet on it. And when you put your feet on it, you can't let your feet off of it. That's your life finding the woman of your dreams, or the woman you feel like you can be competitive with, or whatever. When you find that person, you'll be like, man, what this lady was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 12 years ago for some of us. And then you say, man, she was there the whole time. I just wasn't ready. My mind wasn't ready to take this on as a person. But now I'm ready to take this on as a person. And when you get ready to take it on, that means you just keep pushing forward to building yourself. Don't look at the negative of finding a woman. You look at the plus it is finding that woman. The same way you're pushing yourself towards your goals. You got to look at the plus side of your goals. You can't just keep looking at, okay, man, I don't know about this. I'm not 100% clear with this. Oh, man, just put it out there for the world to catch it. And when the world catch it, that's when you own to something. But the whole time, you was on to something. You was just scared to put it out there to the world because you didn't know what the world was going to say about it. Just do it, man. They got the perfect slogan at Nike. Just do it. I don't know if they still use that slogan a lot, but that slogan is a perfect slogan. Just do it, man. Just put it out there. Don't worry about the masses. As long as you got your platform to speak and communicate to the world and let the world know where you coming from, all the struggles you done been through in your life. Because we all been through them struggles in life, but at this point, man, it's how you going to watch. And at this point, it's going to how you going to get up, wash yourself off, and keep going. Because we all been through stuff we ain't proud of. We all been through the facts of life that it comes to the point where you at the crossroads, man. You ain't even 25, but you feel like you at the crossroads. Just keep living, man, and keep pushing forward with your dreams and hopes. And don't never turn your back on the kids when the kids come to you. Because you were once a kid before. So don't ever turn your back to them young guys, man. Just keep pushing forward with them young guys until they get it or they understand it. But don't sit back and talk about my time, because this is a different time. And we need to keep moving with time. We need to keep adjusting with time. And when we keep adjusting with time, that's when you're going to see a better you. That you ain't going to be focused on the 90s or the 2000s. You're going to be focused on 2000 and whatever the years. Just keep moving, man. Like, I always use this. You got to be a good boxer. You got to be a smart boxer. You know you don't got the reflexes no more. you really know you don't got to move into your step, that you can move 12 rounds. But what you do have is wisdom and knowledge on how to fake a jab, throw a jab, catch a jab, fake a jab, throw a jab, catch a hook, all that. You gotta keep using what you know. And what you know is success. And you gotta keep beating success with that sore left hook. Throw that left jab to the stomach, throw it to the body. That's how a smart fighter wins fights. That's how a smart fighter stay in there saying that he's the best. He don't go in there saying that, hey man, I'm gonna beat everybody up. You can't beat everybody up no more. You can just go in there and try to pace yourself. And that's what I do with my life. I pace my life. Because sooner or later, you don't be saying, hey man, this is what Mike did. And if Mike did it, I can do it. Hey man, follow me on Conquer Life 25 on IG. Follow me on Twitter, Conquer Life. Something, man, I might forgot it, but I'll get it back to you. But follow me on them sites, man. And you keep on supporting this podcast, because this podcast, we speak the truth. Nothing fake about it. Speak the truth, baby.
Good morning, people. Good morning. How are you doing today? Second to the last day of the month of October. And I don't know what to say sometimes when we living in this world. But I tell you what, one thing don't never change is you give all things to God, you continue to pray, and you continue to move forward in any weather. No matter what the season feel like, you continue to move forward. And saying that is, when you give up, that's when you start looking on the streets and start looking who around you. I'm not saying all people on the street give up, but some of them don't know how to rebound and know how to recover when the bad times hit. Because there will be a lot of bad days in 365 days out the year. But also, there will be a lot of good days. So remember, cheer yourself up and keep swinging for the fences. Good things will happen, but you gotta keep swinging for the fences. Even if you strike out, as long as I'm swinging, as long as I'm in a ball game, that's how I look at life, as long as I'm in a ball game. But we had a good weekend of sports. I think we had a good weekend. I think a lot of things got done that I think a lot of teams are starting to realize who they are. And I'm disappointed in the Jacksonville Jaguars, because they were my dog horse. I ain't gonna say my dog horse, because they had a great defense. Let me take that back. They were my dog horse. They were my team on giving that division and that conference. They had a legitimate chance at being Super Bowl contenders coming out that AFC. They had a legitimate deal to be Super Bowl contenders, from what I seen. But that just show you, man, when you don't stick together and you don't got no true leader. We ain't talking about somebody just getting there and just do the bare minimum. But somebody getting there and just play the game and knowing how to keep people afloat when like you tallying wins and losses. But man, I am disappointed. I'm not surprised, but just disappointed in the lack of male effort from the defensive side of the ball. Yes, I said the defense side of the ball. Because I know the offense was going to give trouble. But Fournette, the running back, I love him as a running back. But we got to go look at this, man. We got to be honest. This ain't no knock on Fournette, because I love Fournette as a ball player. But when you taking and you giving that punishment like he been giving all of his young life, it comes back on you. And hate to say, man, this might be damaged goods, man. I hate using that word, but it might be damaged goods for Fournette coming in the league. Because when he was with the Tigers, he got hurt a lot. Nagging little injuries. Now he's in the National Football League, second year. I know a lot of y'all saying don't give up on him. I'm not giving up on him. I'm just pointing the facts. The facts is that he stayed hurt a lot. But when healthy, that's a different Jaguars team. So don't get that misconstrued on what I'm saying. That's a different Jaguar team when he's available to play. The quarterback look 100% better when Fournette out there running that rock the way he's running that rock. But without the healthy running game, and, like, I think it's there, people, if you look at it. I think it's there. Why would you trade for Carlos Hyde when you got T.J. Yeldon and you brung in a Jamal Charles? Why would you trade for Carlos Hyde if you really think this guy don't come back? This guy must got a major hamstring issue going on that he didn't pop some, tore some. Because why would you trade for a running back? Carlos, I've never been a workhorse running back just off of what I seen with San Francisco. Cleveland tried to use him in that position, but Cleveland seen some of the young guys, so they went with the rookie. I don't have no issue with that they went with the rookie, because he can't do nothing but get better at this point. But Jacksonville is amazing, disappointing me. Well, we ain't no stick on these Cowboys. The Cowboys is another major disappointment coming in the season, trying to blow smoke up everybody's tail about this receiver position. But you can't blow smoke on, you can't blow smoke when it's reality. You just can't do it. And like I will discuss that at a later date with the Cowboys, because you know I'm a sometime, all the time Cowboy fan. But I'll discuss that later date. And the Cleveland Cavaliers. One word, LeBron. Why would you fire your coach after six games in the season? At least give him the halfway mark to see what you're really working with. That you've been wanting to tear down that ship. And you don't want nothing to do with that last era of LeBron. And why would you fire the assistant coach Damon Jones? What did he do? I need facts on this. That's just a bitter owner and a messed up GM. If LeBron would have stayed over there, it would have been a different story. But he didn't stay over there. So what's your point? And like, he kept warning y'all for years. He came back for the love of Cleveland, from what he told the world. Because I wouldn't have came back to that mess. But it was a mess before you got there, and it's a mess when you left. And the Oakland Raiders, either this guy John Gruden, he can be two ways at this point. He can be labeled as a genius, or he can be labeled as what the hell. And at this point, I ain't no too much talk on it, because I don't know where he's going with it. I just know their record. They got one win. And you trade one of your guys, you trade two of your guys. But the first guy, Khalil Mack, why would you trade him? He hit the prime of his career yet. I understand you didn't want to pay him. I truly understand that point. But then you're making all excuses about no pass rush. What is this that we doing? I don't know. Do I want to find out? Do I want to see in the future? Yes, I do. Will you get somebody similar or better than Khalil Mack coming out the draft for the next 2 years? That's up for debate. No matter how to play a ball, that's up for debate, because this man, hit the prime of his career. Then you trade your receiver. I truly understand why you give up on your receiver, but this guy ain't number 24, 25 years old. I understand You don't want to pay him. I understand. The last 2 years has been inconsistency. Dropping balls, Ham went over 1,000 yards, but the first 2 years, he went over 1,000. His rookie in first year, he went over 1,000. So I'm kind of confused with that one, too. I'm not confused with it. I truly understand the politics and the meaning of business when it comes down to sports at this point. But who you going to get in the draft? You might get another Coop in the draft. That he really plays good for 2 years, and then you don't know who he is for 2 years. I don't know, people. It just messed up to me the way this sports thing going and all. The Lakers. I'm going to be the first to say, you in trouble. You don't got no identity. You really banking on the best player in the world. But the best player cannot get this. He ain't 28 no more, people. He's not 28 no more. He ain't 28. Ain't coming through the door no more. 28 years old, ain't coming through the door. But, like, is he the best player in the world? Definitely. Yes, indeed. I say that. Yes, indeed. His fundamentals are so strong. If his fundamentals wasn't strong, I can be like, okay, yeah. But he's slipping, but he know how to spot play now. And if that's a word that the sports world will agree with, he know how to spot play. In spot play, I seen it with Jordan. Right at the end, I seen it with Jordan. Now, he know how to pick his points of the game and how to take over and how to get other people involved. But I'm the first to tell you, you in trouble. It's not looking good for Luke Walton right now. And heads going to fall. So it's not looking good for Luke Walton at this point. I'll be the first to tell you if it's looking good for a guy. Oh, I'd be glad to tell you if it's looking good for the guy. Right now, it ain't looking good for Luke Walton. I don't know what he got to do. I don't know what the players got to do, how they going to turn it on. But it ain't looking good, man. It's looking horrible out there in La La Land. And then you lose the World Series on top of that. Come on, guys. You lose the World Series being the Dodgers. Now the pressure on one team now. We're not worried about the Clippers. The Clippers going to be who the Clippers are. I don't care who the coach is over there. The Clippers going to be who the Clippers are. And Doc Rivers, don't get me wrong, people. Doc Rivers is a great coach, a great mind for basketball. But it's still the Clippers until they do something different. Like, I'm watching this guy Blake Griffin play now, man. It's like he got rebirth or something. I'm like, man, where this guy was at? But, you know, half the time we as fans, we don't know the whole truth about what's going on with a player's psyche or what he got going on. Probably he was going through a lot of trouble out there. Because right now, these first 5 or 6 games of the season, it seems like he has got rebooted. That he's back playing real good. But the sports world is totally crazy, man. Everything you see is crazy. Here's Nash Rose, you should have been the world champions again this year. But sometimes the lack of focus, the lack of being focused will take you out your everyday life. And for the people that's listening, that's common people, I'm shooting at y'all really shooting at y'all the most. Common people. Common things. We got to step up to the plate, people. We got to really think bright about ourselves. We got to think better about ourselves these days. We got to keep putting focus on what needs to be focused on. Your life, your time, your meaning. We got to put more focus on it and we need to go at it. Love life and let life love you. Hey, people, follow me back on the gram at ConquerLife25. Follow me on Twitter at ConquerLife25. And hit me with DM if you want me to discuss any topic or like any topic you're going through, just let me know. Because I answer all questions, I get back with everybody no matter what. And if you don't believe me, try me. Hit me on the DM with something personal, whatever you want to go with. I will be there. I will answer all questions no matter what and what's going on. I answer all questions. I get right back with you in a timely manner. So hit me at ConquerLife, hit me at ConquerLife25 on Twitter, in the ground. And you shoot me back with a little DM, I will shoot you with an answer. And don't give up on life and keep fighting to the end. Remember, follow me at Conquer Life 25 on the ground. And follow me on Twitter at Conquer Life 25.